It's a Logo Praxis principle that we're directed and guided by our questions, not by having the answers. So answers for things tend to consolidate things to the point where they offer temporary satisfaction, but we really need to be investigating things so that we're able to carry questions that are unanswerable a lot of the time. So being in process is about being in unanswered questions, because things are constantly having to unfold. So the idea of beginning in obscurity struck me, coming into a bit of clarity. And of course, that clarity just raises more questions, which throws us into more obscurity. So it's always this kind of iteration between the two. Another aspect of that is in this reading, although I don't think anyone really brought it up, but through these readings, there's this relationship between forgetting and remembering. It often comes up. And the thing that struck me about that is that there is no remembering without forgetting. And if you think about that in the sense that there has to be a forgetting so that things can be remembered or reconstituted. So forgetting is not, you know, no one deliberately forgets stuff. If you truly forget it, you forget it. I mean, you don't deliberately set out to forget things. But through all our education and conditioning, you know, rote learning through school and all of that kind of stuff, it's kind of like if you forget something, it's your fault, which from a spiritual sort of perspective is just crazy, because forgetting happens as does remembering. And of course, there's delight in remembering the Lord, having an insight, something like that, that really speaks into your life, brings, you know, a joy and a quickening. So we have to go through these states of alternation, light and dark, despair and joy, to know the opposites.